After months of cooking at home and ordering in, dining out is starting to be a thing in the Bay Area once again, at least on restaurant patios. But whether you're grabbing a burrito at the neighborhood taqueria or feasting on fancy fish on the waterfront, going out to eat has changed. KQED's Chloe Veltman got a taste of the new rules of dining.
I'm on a spacious patio at Water Bar on San Francisco's Embarcadero. I've been here a couple times before. Some things haven't changed. The wait staff are knowledgeable.
It's a pretty interesting wine, actually. They are the only people in Provence allowed to put the grape or the wine on the label.
The food is delicious.
Oh, this is so good.
They're delicious.
Squeeze of lemon. Yeah, good peppers, huh?
And there's a jaw-dropping view of the Bay Bridge. But things are a little different. Guests are encouraged to clean their hands upon entry.
Hand sanitizer, yes please.
Except while seated at tables, diners are required to wear masks, even to go to the bathroom. And although this is a fine dining establishment, these days you have to refill your own wine glass and pick up your own napkin if it falls on the ground.
Now we can't do that. So I have to sit there and look at that napkin and it just drives me crazy.
That's Water Bar's managing partner, Pete Sitnick. He shares more tips for dining at Bay Area restaurants where indoor seating is currently off limits.
If you're going to come at night, I would bring a wrap or a coat. Make a reservation. That way you're guaranteed. You know, we're not going to put a timer on your table, but just be respectful of the fact that there's probably other people that want to eat.
These guidelines don't just apply to San Francisco or to high-end dining. Over in uptown Oakland at the casual Caribbean-influenced eatery Alamar, I sit on a bustling sidewalk patio scarfing down fish tacos and iced tea.
That's really good.
It's a friendly, low-key place with a walk-up window for ordering and picking up food.
Hi, mate. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Even though most of Alamar's business is takeout right now, masks are still required everywhere except at patio tables. Restaurant co-owner May Haman says she's happy to remind customers of that fact.
I just ask them kindly, do you have a mask? And they typically say yes. And I'll say, can you go ahead and put one on? And no one really fights that.
Her husband, Chef Nelson Haman, says their black-owned business has seen a huge surge of public support since the Black Lives Matter protests.
We just broke our record again on Friday. And that was over probably 300 orders.
He's thrilled, but it's been hard to keep up with the demand.
We're still in the middle of the pandemic, so be kind, be gentle. Even though your food's taking longer, be patient with us.
Haman says, for the most part, diners are happy to do whatever they can to help. I saw several take it upon themselves to sanitize their tables after they were done eating. It just goes to show that dining out at this moment in time is all about restaurant staff and their customers working together to keep everyone safe. I'm Chloe Veltman, KQED News.
More tips on how to dine out in the Bay Area right now are at kqed.org. I'm Brian Watt. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.